this context, teachers typically find it harder to identify anxiety issues compared to more overt externalizing disorders like attention deficits or behavioral problems. Indeed, most research indicates that referrals from teachers and educational staff to mental health professionals predominantly focus on externalizing disorders or learning challenges. This could be attributed to several factors, including the less visible nature of anxious and fearful behaviors compared to externalizing ones. B. The fact that anxiety issues may not disrupt the learning or functioning of other students. C. A lack of familiarity among school staff with the criteria for internalizing disorders and their prevalence. D. The possibility that adults working with anxious students may not make referrals because they are unaware of the potential negative consequences of a student experiencing anxiety challenges. Furthermore, many childhood anxiety symptoms might be perceived as within normal limits, or the challenges may be viewed as a sign of immaturity, leading to the belief that the child will eventually outgrow them. It is widely recognized that anxiety can hinder learning and, particularly in cases of school refusal, can affect school attendance. Children who feel secure at home but are anxious at school may face numerous absences or struggle with test anxiety due to psychosomatic issues. Additionally, some children and teenagers may become so overwhelmed by their fears or phobias that they suffer from panic attacks or experience non-psychotic hallucinations. Anxiety can hinder the ability to absorb and retain information, which may lead to misdiagnosis of these children as having an inattentive type of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. In this context, the DSM-IV-TR mandates that clinicians exclude anxiety disorders before diagnosing attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Studies investigating the long-term impacts of anxiety indicate that untreated anxiety issues can be widespread and may result in significant negative consequences. 20% to 30% of children who displayed an anxiety disorder early in life continued to face anxiety challenges as they aged. Most studies employ individual CBT, but evidence is increasingly supporting group CBT as an effective approach for children and adolescents. Group-based interventions have demonstrated lasting treatment effects, with follow-ups showing sustained gains years after therapy. These programs are adaptable across cultures, age groups, and types of anxiety. Group CBT offers unique advantages. It is more time efficient than individual therapy, can be delivered in schools, and provides opportunities for peer modeling, social support, and reinforcement. Although school-based research remains limited, clinic-based studies have shown strong results, with high percentages of children returning to normative functioning after treatment. Chapter 2. Anxiety. When one hears the term anxiety, they might think of an uneasy feeling of nervousness that occurs when life becomes overly stressful. Another individual might imagine the fear-filled feeling before giving a speech in front of a group of colleagues. Anxiety and fear can truly refer to a variety of feelings that may occur in quite different settings. An adult with an excessive fear of spiders, specific phobia, might behave very differently from an 8-year-old with severe separation anxiety. This is because anxiety has several different definitions. From agoraphobia to post-traumatic stress disorder and obsessive-compulsive disorder, there are many types of anxiety. Anxiety is a term that is often used interchangeably with other terms, such as fear, phobia, and clinical fears. Fear is a feeling or condition of being afraid when exposed to real or imagined threatening stimuli. At the same time, anxiety is considered to be more of a pervasive experience. High anxiety subjects are also more fearful than low anxiety individuals, thus, showing that there is overlap in anxiety and fearfulness. We can distinguish between fear and phobia. A phobia is a subset of fear that is, A. disproportionate to the situation's demands, B. cannot be rationalized or dismissed, C. is beyond voluntary control, and D. results in avoidance of the feared situation. A phobia or clinical fear is persistent, unadaptive, and not age or stage specific.